Locker room chats are back here on KMZA. We're talking Centralia Hoops. We got Dusty Thompson, the girls' head basketball coach, joining us. We really appreciate the time, as always. Brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, also Helena Agra Enterprise. Number 3 ranked team in the state right now, Coach. It's been a busy last week or so. Actually, just a busy 2026 in general since we got back from the new year. You guys have already knocked out 6 games, including 3 since we last spoke a week ago, but another 3-0 week. Wins over Washington County, Morehill Mounts Academy, and most recently NEK last night as well. So I would say a pretty productive week for you guys.
Yeah, it has been. You know, it's been good to get some games in, and I think the girls, you know, we talked last week a little bit about girls learning a role, figuring out where they can help us and stuff. And I feel like last couple of ball games, we're kind of starting to feel that out and figure out where we need to be.
Yeah, you defeat Washington County 68-23. You have to go back to Friday for that one. 56-28 over Morehill Mounts Academy on Monday. And then NEK, kind of an odd Tuesday game, non-league, kind of a tune-up before the TVL tournament, which we'll talk about in a moment. But defense, that's been the key, 67-17 against NEK, but we've talked about it the last couple of weeks, how good your defense has been, and that's been kind of leading the charge for the success here in 2026 so far.
Yeah, it has. You know, I thought, you know, I said we've gotten better defensively the last couple of ball games. You know, we talked the other night about what the expectations were and where we think we're capable of being, and defensively, I'm not sure we're still there yet, but we're getting better and better, and the scores are starting to show it, and our offense is, I think, starting to show it based off of what our defense has been doing.
Yeah, and the balance that you're getting offensively. You know, last season, you know, you had a player like Owen Dieters who I would say or think 9 times out of 10, she's going to be leading your team in scoring. That hasn't been the case. You guys have been more balanced this year. 3 of your last 4 games, you've had a different leading score. So when you have that capability of having a different girl every single night go off, whatever it is, 12, 14, 16 points, and you just have that balance, how crucial is that to just kind of have that offensively?
Oh, it's good. You know, we talked last night, actually, that, you know, it's nice to see when somebody's having an off night, seeing who's going to step up, who can step up, you know, and do those things. And for us, you know, it's been our size obviously helps, but rebounding the basketball at the offensive end of the floor, you know, even when we don't shoot the ball great, I keep telling the girls a good shot that doesn't go in gives us a better chance of rebounding it and getting a put back than taking a bad shot or maybe even turning the ball over, you know, before we get that far.
All right, Coach, real quick, finally, before we get you out of here, we always appreciate it. The TVL tournament is upon us. This is one of the funnest things to cover, you know, each and every year, no matter what sport it is. But, you know, at the time of our conversation here, the bracket not released yet, still fine-tuning some things, but just the competitive nature of this tournament, just being a part of it, what is it like starting this weekend on Saturday? It's a week-long event, and obviously the teams are stacked, and we know how good the TVL is, not just in years past, but this year as well. Your thought on the TVL tournament and that starting this weekend?
Oh, you know, I say every year, I think the TVL tournament is a great opportunity to see what the state tournament is going to be like, you know, where you're going to have to show up night in and night out and compete against teams that are good. You know, I said we could be, at one time, we were as low as looking at maybe being the 6th or the 7th seed, you know, and ranked number 3 in 1A, and that just tells you the depth of this tournament in general and the type of competition you're going to get.
That is Dusty Thompson, Centralia girls basketball coach. Been a good run here for the Panthers. 6 consecutive wins, an 8-2 mark, number 3 rank right now in 1A Division 1, now setting their sights on the TVL tournament, which opens up on Saturday at Washington County. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time here. Of course, we're excited to dive into the TVL tournament starting this weekend, and we'll be in the middle of it the next time we talk next week.
Sounds good, Brandon. Appreciate it.